Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live, sponsored the 6 a.m. edition, sponsored by Kitchen Magic. This is January 21st, and the forecast right now, they're saying this is the coldest day that we've seen in years in Philadelphia. It's a polar vortex Arctic blast, according to the meteorologists.
Yeah.
They're trying to scare the heck out of everybody. But seriously, they're calling these dangerous temps code blue. And it's to the point where in Philadelphia, the public schools, the parochial schools, the archdiocese schools, they all are running on a 2-hour delay. Part of that is because of all the ice and everything. Part of it's because of the cold, and especially for kids who have to take SEPTA to school, that sort of thing. So the coldest day in 2 years, at least. So temperatures in the single digits with the wind chills below zero for the next several nights. So all kinds of warnings. There are traffic lights out this morning in Philadelphia. All kinds of warnings as far as remember to protect your pipes. Like I know Philadelphia Water Department putting out this, that they have busted pipes, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they've said it's worth it to even run your faucet on a little bit of a trickle if you have an area where maybe the pipes could get below 40 degrees.
I think it was 5 degrees when I got into my truck this morning.
Yeah, it's what is it now, 11?
Yeah, and the lights at Market Street here,
yes,
getting off of the Vine, two different sets were completely dark, so it was, you know, kind of yield and proceed with caution before you get T-boned.
Yeah, well put, because, you know, for us, we come in earlier, but when the traffic starts beefing up, mm-hmm, presumably, first day back to work, a lot of people had off work and school yesterday. To your point, Nick, and that's one of the warnings they're putting out there, that if there's a traffic light out, there are also some very icy spots. So 2-hour delay for schools, code blue, all of that in the entire area. So we have that going on. We also have, I know that Philadelphia City Council is planning a special meeting today and a hearing as they're concerned about, and I know Nick's going to get into all of these executive orders and all of that that happened yesterday, but as far as the reaction locally to that, because President Donald Trump saying he's getting right to work, fulfilling these promises he made about immigration policy. And so one of these is the national emergency at the border, birthright, citizenship, that sort of thing. So now locally and across the nation, I will say, there are hearings and there are meetings as far as what do cities, particularly sanctuary cities, what do they do in reaction now to the federal, to the what's happening on a national level?
You know, locally with city council or the mayor's office for that matter, mm-hmm, I would be more focused on correcting the mayor's spelling of the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't worry about what Trump's doing. Trump's going to make Philadelphia safer. I'd just focus on being able to spell Eagles. We'll get to that a little bit later with Sherelle Parker.
We've all been there where you know, you're tailgating. Hey!
We have so much. Let's just do it now.
We do?
Yeah, this is cut 23. Okay. Phil, let's roll this.
Sherelle Parker, take it away.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-G-S-E-L-S.
Idiots. Now,
and also, you'll never forget, remember last year during the playoffs, one of the Fox 29 newscasts spoke with an Eagles fan, and she spelled it this way.
E-L-G-S-E-L-S.
So we've got two people in this city that can't spell Eagles. And John Fetterman thinks that the Eagles will beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl because the Eagles are better than the Eagles. Did I cover it all?
Yep.
You know, my grammar might suck, but I did come in third place in the fifth grade Paxinosa Elementary Spelling Bee. And if you can't spell Eagles, you can't be the mayor of the city.
Peaking in third grade.
Yes.
We have tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning, is when Philadelphia City Council is going to hold this hearing. And they're, quote, exploring Philadelphia's readiness and commitment to protecting immigrants. Now, just put this together. They're protecting immigrants, LGBTQ+, and other marginalized communities in advance of the impending Trump administration, according to their agenda.
Who is?
This is Philadelphia City Council.
Oh,
the
okay.
Hearing tomorrow is Philadelphia's readiness and commitment to protecting immigrants, LGBTQ+, and other marginalized communities.
They're telling Philadelphia schools not to cooperate with ICE if there's raids in schools.
Oh, great. Okay.
Are raids happening at schools? Is there any report of that?
I don't know. They don't know. They did say that there are going to be raids happening today. Mm-hmm. So
beginning in Chicago. Yeah. And maybe
I would assume Philadelphia would be up there on that list.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to call your shot in Telegraph. That's all about the element of surprise, right? Yeah, hey, we're going to be in Delco today at 2:15. Like, you're not going to tip your hand.
I would be shocked if anybody went in a school or a church. I know that's the media narrative, but everything you see is all about people who are criminals or accused criminals.
I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying that the school district has had a policy that not to cooperate with ICE.
Yeah. Mm. And that's because the city's 2016 executive order,
which puts the teachers in an odd, really bad situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Grief counselors, be on standby. Traumatized children. I could see it now. It's an Anderson Cooper special.
Yeah. But we have that 2016 executive order on detainers. It remains in place. And that was a Jim Kenney order. So, you know, I think that the Parker administration's interesting to me because I don't really think...
She can't spell? Oh.
No, I just don't think that... I don't hear her commenting specifically or reacting to what happened yesterday.
Right.
I mean, those were some incredible, very focused situations with regard to all of these different orders. And so they just said that the city's 2016 executive order on detainers remains in place. The Parker administration said the stance on the issue of immigration in Philadelphia remains unchanged since the November election. So she has personally, to my knowledge, not specifically commented on any of this. They're just saying, well, we have a policy and a law implemented by city council. I just wonder if the Trump administration or the Parker administration, are they going to be meeting and talking, much like we've seen, for example, in New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't have that information, but I find it curious that I feel like Mayor Parker has been quiet about this issue.
Yeah, she's got a lot on her plate with the Sixers arena coming up in 2031.
We also have, speaking of which, there's another reaction locally again, and this has to do with the executive order on his first day of office pardoning about 1,500 J6 rioters and commuting the sentence of 14 people, including somebody I've reported extensively on, Philadelphia's Zachary Rill. He was identified as a Proud Boys leader, and he has been in prison for almost 4 years. He's originally from Port Richmond, son of cops. United States Marine, went on to Temple, graduated Temple, married his wife, baby daughter. And so he was sentenced, if you may recall this, to 15 years. But his sentence is commuted. He's free.
Nancy Pelosi tweeting 9 hours ago tonight, the president announced pardons and commutations of sentences for those who violently attacked the Capitol and law enforcement officers on January 6th. This is an outrageous insult to our justice system and our heroes.
I can only tell you, as far as Zach Rill, because he's our only Philadelphia guy, I know there are some people in the Poconos,
South Jersey.
Many in, Pennsylvania
and
South Jersey. But for him, the charge was seditious conspiracy. He was never charged and or convicted with any type of violent action.
Who's the head of that Enrique Tarrio he was serving 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there
was he included in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you watched that, I'll be honest, I know you'll have it on the cut sheet. I was mesmerized.
Mesmerized, she was.
By the entire evening, you know.
Mesmerized. The entire evening, yes.
But the moment for a news reporter, and I know Peter Ducey was in this, mm-hmm. where Trump is sitting at the Resolute desk, and he's signing the rest of all of those.
Phil, do you have Cut 25, since we're talking about this here?
Yeah. The pen is mightier than the sword, folks.
Roll it.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages.
Like a bunch of menus.
Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
He calls them the J6 hostages.
Full pardon.
Is that a Sharpie?
Yeah.
We have about 6 commutations in there where we're doing further research. Nice to see you again. So this is a big one.
It's got a long signature.
Anything you want to explain about this? We hope they get them. We hope they come out tonight, frankly.
Look at that. Almost bled through the paper.
We're expecting it. Approximately 1,500 people. Six commutations.
There you go. I'm assuming the nut job with the horns on his head,
he's out, I think.
Is he out? Chansley?
Yeah, he was already out.
He's running for something.
But I think people forget, too, it's not just about being released. It's about having it removed from your record as well. So you could be free, out on whatever, back in society, but now with the pardon, you know, that comes, it's almost like an expungement as a first-time offender. If you're a juvenile in probation, you know, you get that wiped off of your record. It's no longer public knowledge. No employer will see it on a background check.
Here's what was fascinating to me, what he said when they asked him about it. Was he was saying, he's saying that the J6 committee, Liz Cheney, others, destroyed evidence. And so the reason that he did this, he's saying, is that commuting sentences, pardoning, etc., is because he's saying they were denied due process.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, all the video, the evidence was destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's non-existent.
Shocking.
So how could they... So this also explains why we had those last-minute pardons.
Mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, Joe Biden with the preemptives.
Right, going back to 2014.
With the J6 committee.
Yep. Now bring in Ray Epps and talk to him. Has anybody seen Ray?
Well, I mean, you know, the left can complain, like you said, Nancy Pelosi did, but January 6th was on the ballot in 2024, mm-hmm. and people voted the other way.
Yep.
So you can't be surprised. Like, literally, the people who are sitting here being like, oh my God, he's doing all this. He said he was going to do all of this. You can't be, if you're surprised, you weren't paying attention, or you're very stupid.
Remember, I gave you the number earlier in January, right as we came back. And when people were asked, I forget which polling service it was. It might have been a Gallup poll. It might have been a CNN poll. When you think of Trump, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Only 5% of respondents said January 6th.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, the Democrats tried to run on democracy in J6, and the American people were like, nope. Sorry.
Nope, sorry.
We also have in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania lawmakers mourning the loss of, and this is an update, Representative Matt Gergely. He was 45 years old. Remember, I had reported that he had suffered some kind of a medical emergency over the holidays, and he has died. So they announced that he died actually on Sunday, saying he was a devoted, you know, husband and dad. The cause of his death and even the illness, remember, it was sort of a mystery illness, some kind of medical emergency. So they're not disclosing the cause of his death at age 45. House leadership previously said that he suffered that medical issue or emergency over the holidays. He was elected in 2023, reelected in 2024, 35th district. This is Allegheny County. And so what this means right now is that the Pennsylvania House is deadlocked at 101 to 101 in the chamber. So Democrats had a 1-point lead. Now they're back to 101. Obviously, they'll make an appointment, but that's going on, and that impacts politics in Philadelphia.
Tight margins.
Yes, sir. So we have that going on. By the way, 10 o'clock this morning, Eagles tickets go on sale for this weekend's game, Eagles Commanders.
I saw the cheapest.
Commandos, as I say.
I saw the cheapest tickets were like $2,200.
Oh, my gosh. So.
What do you guys? You guys want to go as a show? I'll get a 4-pack right now.
We'll
do a 4-pack. Yeah. Drop 10 large.
Yeah. Even the nosebleed seats last week were like 500. I mean, I think the cheapest I saw was close to 400 a ticket.
Yeah.
But 10 o'clock this morning, they go on sale.
Yeah, the line went up, too. It opened at 4.5. I think they're now a 5.5-point favorite. So,
yeah, this is the best-case scenario for the Eagles.
It really is.
In my opinion.
Path of least resistance.
Yeah.
They avoided Minnesota and Detroit.
I know.
Pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a
now the Super Bowl matchup is going to be.
You're not going to avoid Patty Mahomes.
Or even Josh Allen. I don't know.
The Bills just, the referees just flagged Buffalo already, and it's only Tuesday.
Jeez.
The AFC is a very different place than the NFC.
Different world up there.
Yeah.
So officially at the Philadelphia airport, 11 degrees right now. Obviously, it feels with the wind chill factor like it's minus one with the, they're calling it the Arctic polar vortex blast that we're feeling. 19 degrees on paper today. That's the high, partly sunny. Tomorrow, 20 degrees for, or yeah, tomorrow, 20 degrees for your Wednesday. Then we begin to warm up. When I say warm up, Thursday, sunny, but 30 degrees. And Friday, we'll be back to more normal temperatures for this kind of this time of year, 32 degrees. And then the weekend looks mild comparatively, 35 degrees sunny for Saturday. Sunday, 40 degrees, partly sunny skies. So we really don't get out of this deep freeze until Thursday about noon.
Okay.
So that's your forecast. We are sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Start your worry-free remodeling journey with a local, trusted, family-owned company that has been transforming kitchens for 45 years. KitchenMagic.com. Thank you, KitchenMagic.com, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Tuesday morning, let's get to another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by American Heritage Credit Union. Promises and pardons, January 20th in the books, and it was an inauguration day to remember forever. From the promises Trump made to the pardons Biden forgave, from John Fetterman arriving in his trademark hoodie and his gym shorts to Mark Zuckerberg staring at a lady's cleavage, we had it all. From the media meltdowns to the national anthem belted out by country singer Carrie Underwood. And the most controversial president of all time is back, and he is saying radical things like it was God who saved him on that close call in July in Butler, Pennsylvania. More radical comments like thanking those who showed up in a record turnout from the Hispanic and Black communities on MLK Jr. Day at the election polls and the booths on November 5th. He will immediately end government censorship, restore free speech in the country. Military members booted for refusing the COVID shot will be reinstated if they wish and given full back pay. And more radical commentary like, there's only two genders, male and female, that will be recognized in America. Can you believe the audacity of Donald Trump? Such outrageous comments, actions, and beliefs. How will the United States ever survive the next 4 years? Here is 47 from yesterday talking about capping off his comeback. Listen and watch.
Many people thought it was impossible for me to stage such a historic political comeback. But as you see today, here I am. The American people have spoken. I stand before you now as proof that you should never believe that something is impossible to do. In America, the impossible is what we do best.
Impossible is nothing. You might as well make that a Nike commercial since corporate America is back on the bandwagon with Donald Trump. Mass deportations. They could be very well in progress right now. Trump saying that they would begin in Chicago on day one. Well, it didn't even take until day one to seal off the border. Here was the port of entry in El Paso, Texas yesterday, officially closed off. Listen and watch this message.
Beyond this point, will result in the arrest, prosecution, and possible application of force. Advertencia. Esta es un área restringida federal. Puede reunirse de personal no autorizado. La entrada o el movimiento no autorizado más allá de este punto dará lugar a la detención, al procesamiento y la aplicación posible de la fuerza. Personnel. Unauthorized entry or movement beyond this point will result in the arrest.
America will once again have secure borders. And voters, they learned their lesson. But you know who still hasn't? The fake news. Jake Tapper from CNN, of all people, who just cost his employer a cool $5 million in a defamation suit last week after defaming a Navy veteran, during Biden's terrible Afghanistan withdrawal. Fake Strapper was at it again, losing his mind over social media companies and CEOs falling in line behind the 47th president of the United States. Listen and watch this from Inauguration Day yesterday.
Yeah, if I could just, before I throw it to Anderson, just bring back that photograph of the tech bros inside St. John's Church. It's just one other thing I want to show. So we see Mark Zuckerberg on the left there with the curly hair, CEO of Meta. Tim Cook, his face is blocked, but he has the white hair, CEO of Apple. Jeff Bezos on the right there, the bald gentleman looking to his right, CEO of Amazon. The gentleman behind Mark Zuckerberg is Sundar Pichai. He's the CEO of Google. And Anderson, between those four people, plus Elon Musk from Twitter or X, those five people that I just mentioned, the four in the photograph and also Elon Musk, control so much of the information that we receive. So much is in their hands when it comes to ascertaining, monitoring, or refusing to monitor. What is real, what is not real. And we're about to enter an era of deep fakes and all sorts of misinformation. And the degree to which those five gentlemen play a role or do not play a role will be pivotal in terms of where the American people are 4 years from now in terms of understanding what is true and what is false.
You know, Jake, you want to talk about an era of misinformation? Let's revisit your comments that you just made, in about 15 minutes on the show, when we talk about what CNN accuses and alleges Elon Musk potentially of doing yesterday. See, the reality is Jake Tapper still doesn't get it, even though he cost his company $5 million. It's over for your network. It's been over for quite some time. It's over for the lamestream media that was complicit in the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Americans rejected all of you. Don't lecture us on what is true and what is not. Don't get in your feelings, because now all of the tech bros, as you call them, all what I would say the slimy billionaires, are suddenly cozying up to Donald Trump. You're driving fear of words and attending an inauguration, yet you were silent over the Biden administration's actions with big tech censorship for over 3 years. Now let's get to the outgoing administration. It's officially over for Joe Biden, but pardon me, do you have any receipts? Well, we sure do. Joe Biden, in his final hours of his presidency yesterday, decided to pardon Dr. Anthony Fauci, Liz Cheney, and Mark Milley. We talked about that yesterday on Kale and Company. But after we got off of the air, there were more pardons. And it's so odd, because I have this receipt from December 11th, 2024, where Biden said, in reference to Donald Trump attempting to pardon J6 prisoners, quote, "The acceptance of a pardon is an admission of guilt." Some more context for you. Quote, Biden said, "The Justice Department has sent a message on Wednesday to January 6th defendants. Accepting a pardon from Donald Trump is a confession of guilt for your crimes." End quote. So, based on that logic, Joe, what crimes did Anthony Fauci commit? Crimes against humanity? Perjury, perhaps? We'll wait for the explanation. And then, more pardons, going back to 2014, as the big guy has pardoned all of his family members, including Hunter Biden. So what happened in 2014? Why 2014 the beginning of the pardons? Could it have anything to do with Burisma and the beginning of the Biden family's rapidly accelerated wealth? I would think so. But Joe claims it's because, quote, "My family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats, motivated solely by a desire to hurt me. The worst kind of partisan politics." You could legitimately copy and paste that quote and say it came from Donald Trump's mouth in reference to Biden and the DOJ against Trump. However, in 2020, December to be exact, Biden said there would be no pardons like this. And we have the tape and the receipts. Listen and watch.
President Trump is reportedly considering a wave of preemptive pardons. Does this concern you? All these preemptive pardons?
Well, it concerns me in terms of it, what kind of precedent sets and how the rest of the world looks at us as a nation of laws and justice. You're not going to see in our administration that kind of approach to pardons.
Not a joke, but it is reality. The Biden era officially over. The Trump era officially underway. Executive actions, executive orders signed last night. New policies being implemented to better America right now as we, the people, as we voted for Donald Trump, begin to hopefully thrive and prosper like never before. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take, you want to jump in, your thoughts, your reaction from everything yesterday on the Trump side or the outgoing side with the Biden administration? You can do so. 855-839-1210. Big Take brought to you by American Heritage Credit Union. Drive off in your dream car with an auto loan from American Heritage Credit Union, where you can lock in low monthly payments and terms up to 84 months. Learn more at AmericanHeritageCU.com/org or go on to their website at AmericanHeritageCU.org/auto. Two different websites for you. Insured by NCUA. Not a member? Join today. Equal opportunity lender. We'll get into some of the pardons and the executive actions from Trump last night as he was burning through paper and pens. And also Elon Musk celebrating yesterday and CNN, Politico and others taking the bait yet again. They've learned absolutely nothing, but they were silent when Democrats did the same thing. And we have more receipts to show you. It's Kale and Company live here on this Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Cut sheet coming up just about an hour from now. We'll get to Elon Musk and the Democrats and the media melting down over his hand gesture coming up probably after the news in the 7 o'clock hour. But we have some, you know, serious things to start with here on the program. And I want to start with just some of the things that I jotted down last night. I was multitasking between the college football national championship and all of the inauguration coverage. Television, laptop, phone, notepad. I was going through about as much paper as Trump was last night. And there's a couple of things to go through. The ones that stand out with, you know, what he signed off on, promises delivered right out of the gate. Obviously, as Dawn talked about in the news, the full pardon of over 1,500 J6 defendants with six sentences being commuted. Also declaring a national emergency at the border. MS-13 and Trende Aragua, or as Sean Farish would say, Trende Adios, deemed a terrorist organization, the national energy emergency, which, again, I think if you're going to have economic growth and prosperity, it all starts and ends with energy. Also withdrawing from the World Health Organization, WHO for short. And as Jackie Heinrich laid out last night in a massive tweet with all the different bullet points, remain in Mexico, catch and release on the energy front, fully unleashing Alaskan energy. Also, under the radar, returning federal workers to in-person work. Remember, I think it was around Christmas when Rand Paul released a lot of his statistics on the spending and the waste of 2024. About 95% of federal buildings are unoccupied while the federal government is leasing out the space and wasting our taxpayer dollars. So get off of your ass and go back to work. Also, this is very important because it was very impactful in the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story. Trump suspending the security clearances for the 51 national security officials in the Intel Department who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop and its truthful nature of existence. So I thought that was important. And also ending all DEI programs across the federal government. And also with DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, initiating a hiring freeze. And then to round it out for all the climate change people out there, withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord.
The DOGE is already under a lawsuit, you know, claiming that it violates transparency laws. So there's already a challenge to the whole DOGE thing anyway. So.
And we also found out that Vivek on his way out, multiple conflicting reports. Basically, he
annoyed the snot out of everybody. Yeah. I mean,
I said that from day one. I said, dude, he's so smart.
Oh,
but boy, when you memorize the talking points too much, and you talk a mile a minute, you wear out your welcome.
He's the guy you invite to a party, and then you immediately regret you invited him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, you know, not everything needs to be about being the smartest guy ever to grace planet Earth. Yeah. You know, kind of blend in a little bit, man. I liked him a little more when he was playing tennis during the primaries. Remember that?
Yeah.
With his little white t-shirt on. So, Dawn Stensland, your thoughts yesterday, what you liked, maybe what you didn't, anything on the pardon front for Trump, the executive action front, or on the other side, Joe Biden with his pardons, specifically the ones that we didn't talk about on this show, and that includes his family for the last 11 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as far as the J6ers, the fact that he's saying that they were denied due process because the evidence against them or the right to defend yourself, which is just a tenet of our nation and our judicial system, and the fact that he said they wiped out the evidence is destroyed, it's gone. And so the fact that he said that so definitively is something, you know, we've heard that, well, maybe this video or this was lost and that was an argument that lawyers made.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he stated that so definitively, and then on the same day, Joe Biden, while Trump was giving his speech, that was what was incredible to me, that while Trump was giving his, you know, acceptance speech and this was going on, that Joe Biden had signed those final, you know, waivers, if you will, to make sure that especially his brother James and his family members, others were protected. That was incredible. I don't think we've seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as far as all of these executive orders and commutations and the memos that he signed, it was incredible. The fact that basically we're declaring war on the cartels. And this will, you know, really put those, especially in Mexico, on the defense, if you will,
mm-hmm.
because now he's sending the military to the southern border.
Right.
That was incredible. As far as the World Health Organization, people might say, well, the World Health Organization, what's up with that? He went into it. Well, he's signing with that big Sharpie. And then he says, yeah, it's a bad deal. We pay $500 million. China, who has a population over a billion, they pay $39 million. He says, why would we pay so much more?
Yeah. Yeah, we're paying $461 million more than a country that has as much, if not more, money than us.
So he says, why would we do that?
Right.
So he says, Joe Biden got back into office. They would have taken $39 million. Joe Biden didn't even negotiate it. We went back to paying $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
So with the theme, I think, with all of this is that what he's saying is, you know, your government is supposed, you have money taken out, a huge chunk of money taken out of your paycheck. Your government is supposed to serve you. What he's saying is the government has given you a bad deal. And the way that he explained that, even with, if you think about all of these deals, all of our tax dollars that are being taken out, and then how the government essentially misspends, overspends, irresponsibly spends, like a freewheeler, as if it's their money around mm-hmm. the world.
Yep.
And I love that explanation, even the explanation of the tariffs.
Yeah.
How he said other countries, they all rip us off, he says, except for a couple of countries I'm not going to name, because they'll feel like they got played or they'll feel stupid.
Right.
So I'm not going to name those countries, but pretty much everybody else makes money off of us.
Yeah.
He's saying the bad deal for the American people? No, this is not going to happen.
Yep.
This country, your government is going to work for you. You are the client. You are the customer. You should be served.
Well, this is
I love that.
Yeah, this is it for him, right? You know, he's term limited. He's got 4 years in theory, but we know it's certainly well less than that because you could lose in 2 years or under 2 years from now. You could lose control of the Senate. You could lose control of Congress. Then you don't have the collective monopoly of power in the three different chambers. And what I love more than anything is the fact that he deemed MS-13 and Tren de Aragua terrorist organizations. And when we talk about the fentanyl crisis that is not covered in the mainstream media, that you talk about China for a moment, that is manufactured in China, put on ships, sent down through and up through the southern border, and comes into this country. And I think this audience knows it, but the rest of America probably doesn't, that fentanyl kills more Americans on an annual basis than all terrorist organizations on the planet combined have killed American citizens. We are being poisoned. Forget big food and big pharma for a moment. Big fentanyl is killing countless Americans. And then you throw in the Lake and Riley's, you throw in the rapes, the assaults, the murders. We need to eradicate this country of these horrific individuals. And you know what? If you go to a school and somebody gets deported and detained and somebody starts to cry, you know what?
What school,
you'll
though,
survive.
Nick? Everybody's saying schools. There's no schools.
I don't think they're going to do that. But if they did, my point
this
is...
This is like the narrative that they're going, oh, they're going to go into schools and churches. Okay, show me the video. Where are they going into schools and churches? There's no schools.
But if they would, cry me a bleeping river, I don't care. Shed tears. I would rather see tears be shed than blood be shed over innocent Americans that are savagely victimized by these animals. These people are just as bad. MS-13, Trende Aragua, they're no different than Hamas in Gaza. They have no morals, and all they do is wreak havoc on the communities they're in. That's why Mexico said, go ahead, go to America. That's fine. We don't want you anyway, right? So shut that border off like you did. Tom Homan set the tone, and everybody else involved in the Department of Homeland Security, let's make our borders great, because if we don't have borders, we don't have a country, right? What's the point of borders if you're not going to enforce them? South, north, east, west, through air, through water, on land, you name it. So I am that. And the reason I'm bringing up the immigration stuff and the deportations is because, look, I think there's going to be a lot of naysayers out there, anti-Trump people that say, oh, well, it's March and he had. Some of these things are going to take time, right? The economy just doesn't get better overnight. The one category or subject or political issue that I think you can see an immediate impact on is deportations. Why? Because you can visually, you're going to get footage of people being detained. You're going to get footage of people being shipped out, deported. You're going to see people in the water with those buoys across Texas swimming in the opposite direction, right? And then when those numbers start to come out on the immigration coming into the country, you will be able to have tangible evidence that you can feel, you can see, you can hear, the whole bit. The other stuff's going to take 6 months, 9 months.
I don't know that it will, Nick, because if they change, if they do everything they've said with tariffs and energy prices and all of that, then it does happen sooner because energy fuels everything.
How quickly do you think we will see... I don't know if you've noticed it, but gas went back up again. I just paid $3.39. I swear it was like $2.94. I don't know, maybe 4 weeks ago. It was like up. It was up another like 42 cents. I can't be doing $3.39 a gallon. I need $2.29 a gallon, Dawn. How quickly can $2.29 a gallon happen? Somebody tell me that. How quickly can I get my heating and cooling bills down? Because to your point, that is where I think the economy gets to where we want it to be. Because it starts with energy, right? Whether it's the energy you use to manufacture the products, the energy that you use to ship the products, all of those costs, as everybody in this audience knows, I'm not saying anything we don't know, is passed on to us when we purchase it in a retail or wholesale atmosphere. So there was a lot yesterday, and if you guys want to jump in, I know there was a lot to digest, but man, it was a whirlwind day, and I don't think it's going to slow down today. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is, I guess, are we technically calling this day one? I know it seems like yesterday was a combination of inauguration day and day one, but I guess technically.
Well, I mean, he signed executive orders, so I guess yesterday was day one.
All right, so today's day two.
Yeah.
There you go. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll get to the Elon Musk media hysteria from yesterday, and we will give you the full context of it, not just what a couple of talking heads were reacting to in about 5 seconds of a gesture that lasted about 35 seconds when you watch the full clip again, because what it is, it's bloodbath. It is very fine people. The first media hoax of the second term, already on the books, Kale and Company. Dawn's news coming up next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, how much I think the world of the Chapman family team love the work they've done in my home. The wall of patio doors, among other things, are incredible. You know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I would only trust the Chapman team. So until the end of this month, until the end of January, you can receive 50% off any standard door installation when you purchase a new door from Chapman. And a new front entry door can really change the look of your house. If you have maybe an upcoming wedding, graduation, some parties later in the year, I'd take advantage of this fantastic promotion before it's too late. Who wouldn't want that gorgeous new door in all your photos? Plus, as your guests arrive and they see that beautiful door, it's like an instant makeover for your house. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they carry such a great range of top brands that you can choose from, including Provia. That's what I have. They're going to work with you to pick the perfect door just for you. And you can visit their showroom in Westchester, or they'll come to your house. Whether you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, give them a call or text them. They're listening right now. They're like-minded. 610-431-8898. You can visit them online, take a virtual tour, see all those before and after photos. I love that. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.